you're trying to deal with unreasonable people. You know, there was something similar that's kind of, you know, different but parallel to this whole thing. Did you see Ron DeSantis today? He said he dubbed the Biden administration the Brandon administration, uh-huh. playing it in a popular meme.
He's poking at him a little bit. Yeah.
But it's funny because over the weekend, there was a NBC news. So an NBC reporter started this meme. And for people who don't know, the Let's Go Brandon meme, it was a reporter at a NASCAR event. The guy's name is Brandon that won.
Brandon Brown, I think, was a rookie NASCAR driver. Yeah.
They're screaming F Joe Biden because it's NASCAR in the back of this interview. And you can hear it clear as day. So she went ahead and called. She says, oh, you can hear the crowd here. They're saying, let's go, Brandon. And the guy who's being interviewed is going, that's not what you're saying. I mean, he doesn't know. He's like, look, I don't want any part of this. I just want to race. But it became a meme because it became not only another way to say F Joe Biden, but it was a meme about corporate press because it shows how they cover for Joe Biden. That's a perfect example. Like, they're not saying F Joe Biden. They're saying, let's go, Brent. And then they don't know how to react to this stuff because they can't do the normal things that they would do, which is call it sexist or racist. Joe Biden's an old white guy, so they can't.
Well, the thing that people don't understand also, the media, obviously that side of the media is spinning it as, you know, it's anti-American. They're saying F the president, and they're painting it like it's only right-wing Republicans. No, there are Democrats chanting F Joe Biden right now. They're not happy with him. His approval rating is at an all-time low. Like, people are mad that they voted for him right now. It's not looking good for this administration. And I'm not Republican or Democrat saying this. I'm saying, as a person, an onlooker, like, it's, things are looking bad right now for the administration. So I've talked to plenty of people that are Democrats that voted for him that are loving the Let's Go Brandon thing right now. Well, just are.
It's sending everybody into a tizzy because they can't do their normal, it's racist or it's sexist thing when you criticize one of their people. So they're trying to figure out how to deal with this. And now they're claiming that some NBC reporter wrote, some guy was making AR lowers, AR-15 receivers with Let's Go Brandon on it, which I don't even know why you would want that, but he was...
Because it sells? The guy's making money?
I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
So this guy went to show the Secret Service this and go, look, this is a threat against Joe Biden's life.
And what? Like, Come on, dude.
It's not. Stop. but they don't. But
if his life was in danger, they don't need to say let's go, Brandon. They already have the guns.
Right, it's a joke. And I wish in a better world that if they asked Joe Biden about it, he'd be like, I don't know, that's silly. It's stupid. That's, people can
which
do
is what he
want.
Should do. Yeah.
Make fun of that. The appropriate response is to mock it, not to go into a hissy fit about it. But they just cannot help themselves with this whole thing.
Think about how keywords are with like social media, right? So if they're gonna have it where Let's Go Brandon's gonna start getting taken down by like Facebook, right?
Yeah.
For hate speech.
By the way, you know who else does that?
Yeah.
President Xi in China. If you call him Winnie the Pooh, it gets taken down.
Well, you know what I was gonna say is, you could put Death Santas, which people call Ron DeSantis Death Santas all the time, and that's fine.
Yeah.
But to me, that would seem like more of a threat to him, putting the word death in his name, than to say, let's go, Brandon. Yeah. You know what I mean?
It's clearly not an escalation of rhetoric. It's clearly a joke and a de-escalation of this.
Oh, yeah.
It's just a funny thing to poke at you, and it makes it worse. You know, when they go into a hissy fit about this, that's what good trolls do. It's the least amount of effort to throw somebody into a hissy fit. And
by the way, one of the top hip-hop songs right now, is the Let's Go Brandon song.
Yeah, yeah.
It's performed by a black guy, too. So, you know.
There's a bunch of them.
it's pretty funny. It's good stuff.
It's just that's a key of a good troll, and it's worked to absolute perfection. And to frame it under the guise of now that it's a threat against Joe Biden's life, so you can't use it, It's like, what is, I mean, who is the authoritarians here? That's what Xi does in China. If you, I know. Made it illegal for to show him as Winnie the Pooh, bear. So that's the same thing as this Let's Go Brandon thing. And that's what they're gunning for. And they're going to double down on it. And it's going to turn into some sort of hate speech. And you're going to get thrown off Twitter.
It's crazy, dude. Do you see what they're doing in England with Twitter now with the new law?
Yeah, you sent me something when I was up north, but I didn't look at my phone really.
You can go to prison for bullying on Twitter. That's the law they're trying to pass in England, or maybe it did pass, but it's a bullying rule, for that. Oh, by the way, I had a post get flagged on Facebook 2 days ago.
Really?
And it said for possible bullying, and it was like, I wasn't saying anything at all. Like, it was, I'm trying to remember what. Oh, a buddy of mine was like, hey, man, you know, Tariq Lewis, he's a comedian, right? Black guy. And he put on Facebook, hey, do they have as many white people, celebrities with one name, recognition the way black celebrities have one name recognition? He was saying, like, you know, when you know them as one name. So all of us comedians that are friends of his started responding with white people that we know, like Madonna or Cher, you know, people like that to have one name. And then I put Britney, and then he goes, oh yeah, I forgot about that one. And then I responded, I was going to say Britney bitch, but that's two words. Facebook immediately gave me the